Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Nun Tes. We left off on daf Nun Ches Amid Beis. We're at the Mishnah, right in the middle of the page, on daf Nun Ches Amid Beis. So says the Mishnah, Hamarzev in lo chazaka v'yeshlu mekoma chazaka. A marzev, which is, it's not the gutter, but it's the spout at the end of the gutter that the water actually comes out of, that they would attach to the end of the gutter, so you don't have a chazaka on a marzev. Rashbam says, Tzinor katan, it was a small pipe, regilin l'tlosa l'sov tzinor gadol, ha'holich al p'nei kalagag, and they would hang it off the end of the gutter that would go along the whole length of the roof. And that way the water wouldn't land right next to the wall, because if the water lands right next to the wall, it could weaken the foundation. So you need the water to go a little bit further away from the wall. So the Rashbam goes on to say that if you're machzik, the balagag is machzik gimel shanim, he has 3 years of having that marzev hanging out into his friend's chatzar, he can't say, he can't come with a taina that hechzakti, since that's not something that is generally something that's very kavua, so he's not going to be able to say, look, I have a chazaka, because the friend will say, no, you don't have a chazaka, I just didn't say anything, because it didn't seem like a tashmish kavua, it didn't seem like something that was that serious, that was going to last in a kavua fashion, but, excuse me, but you don't have a chazaka. And Yesh L'Mekama Chazaka, the Gemara is going to explain exactly what that means, that Yesh L'Mekama Chazaka, but he doesn't have a Chazaka on the Marziv itself, because it's, excuse me, because it's not considered to be something that's Kavua. HaMazchila Yesh L'Chazaka, a Mazchila, which is the gutter itself, so that you do have a chazaka when you have it attached to the roof for long enough, because that is considered something that is very much kavua. Similarly, the Mishnah goes on to say, "Sula memitri ain lo chazaka." A small mitri type ladder does not have a chazaka. Utsuri yesh lo chazaka, but a sulamatsuri, which apparently is a larger type of ladder, yesh lo chazaka. And again, the idea is the same, that you can have a chazaka on something that's larger, that's considered a bigger imposition. Because if it's a bigger imposition, then the person should have said something about it. And if he didn't say something about it, so that means that you have a chazaka. And similarly, chalona mitris ein la chazaka. A mitri window, you don't have a chazaka. Latsuris yesh lo chazaka, but a tsuri window, you do have a chazaka. Ezohi chalona mitris, what is a mitri window? Kol she'ein rosho shel adam yachol leikanes l'tocha. A mitri window is something that's so small that a person's head can't even fit through it. So to have a chazaka, to have such a window, is not shayich, because the person will say that he thought that it was only arai, it wasn't something that was kavua, and if it's not kavua, that's why he didn't make a macha. So if there's, and again, chazaka is a function of macha, if there was no reason for him to make a macha, then there's no chazaka. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a window all depends on the following. Im yesh lo malvein, afal pi she'ein rosh shel adam yachol leikanes l'tocha, harezu chazaka. If it has a windowsill, then it doesn't make a difference if a person's head can fit through it or not. Even if a person's head cannot fit through it, but it has a windowsill, then it is a good chazaka. Now, if you look at Rashbam, right in Chalon HaMitzris, he adds in a few details about the window issue. He says Chalon HaMitzris is katanihi, it's very small, and therefore in the Chazaka Masa Chalon Bekosel Beso Lahabit Derech Sham V'Lishma Pardeso V'Gina. So let's say, what's the window for? What are you making this window for? So he says you're making it to be able to look after all of your properties, and V'Chalon Pesuach L'Chatzer Chavero. But the window also happens to be opened up to your friend's Chatzer. The hechzik b'shalosh shanim, and you have a chazaka for 3 years that you had that window there. Ain a chazaka, that is not considered a good chazaka. The lav milsa de kviusahu, because that is not considered something that is a kavur dikatashmish. So lo chashash limcha. So the person in the chatzar didn't think that it was necessary to make a macha. However, says Rashbam, avli masao laheir shlo hayulo ora mitzaracher ki mikan. But if this window is the only window that gives this fellow light, it's not to look out, but rather it's to allow light to come in, then yesh lo chazaka. Then it will have a chazaka, de l'shem kviyus asa'o, because then certainly it was put there as a kavua thing. Because a house without light is not a house, right? You can't use a house that doesn't have any light. And again, there's only one rule over here, and that is that if it's considered to be something that's kavua, you'll have a chazaka because the person should have made a macha'a. If it's something that the person should have assumed is not kavua, is only there temporarily, you won't have a chazaka because the person can say that he didn't make a macha'a specifically for that reason, exactly for that reason, that he didn't think that it really mattered because he didn't think you were going to be there for too long anyway. Now, throughout the mission, the Rashbam keeps saying Gimel Shanim. He keeps referring to Cheskas Gimel Shanim. The Rit for the tour and many other Rishonim say, no, all these Chazakos of Ahotzaziz and Marziv, Maschila, Sulam, all these things don't require 3 years. As soon as you do it for a little bit, even if you just use it for a little bit, and even if you don't have a taina, you don't have any claim that he sold you the right or anything like that, that will be a good chazaka. The Ramban explains that the idea of cheskas gibul shanim is only by karkaos, because what's the idea? Normally a chazaka, the fact that I'm using something, that I'm acting as the owner, normally is as good a raya as I need. The thing is, when it comes to karka, just the fact that I'm acting as the owner for 2 minutes is not going to be a good enough raya, because there's a major reyasa, like we said in the past. And what's that reyasa? What did you do with the shtar? That if you're really the owner, you should have the shtar. So that's why it takes 3 years to get rid of that reyasa. It's not that it takes 3 years to get a chazaka. Chazaka takes 3 minutes, right? You're just there and you have a chazaka. It's that there's a major reyasa on your chazaka that destroys it, and it takes 3 years to get rid of that reyasa. Now that's only true by things that are normal to write a shtar on. But says the Ramban, when it comes to all these different shimushim that you have, that we're talking about in our Mishnah, it's not typical to write a shtar in such things, and therefore you have a chazaka immediately, right away. The Rashbam, however, obviously disagrees. He thinks that the various uses of someone else's chatzah that are listed in the Mishnah take 3 years, and apparently it's because he holds that these are things that are normal to write a shtar on. It's not so unusual to write a shtar in something like this. Good. So the Mishnah had three chilukim. One of them was between different types of ladders, right? We said a sulam ha-mitzri, which is very small, you won't have a chazaka in, but a sulam ha-tsuri, you do have a chazaka in. Now the Rambam paskins, the Rambam writes in Hukhushchein and Perakdal Halacha Beis, that if a balagag wants to put a large ladder into his friend's chatzar, meaning my roof borders, my house borders on your chatzar, so my roof oversees your chatzar, and I want to put a large ladder in your chatzar, so the Baal HaChatzar could say, no, that I'm not allowed to do that, because he doesn't want me to have a chazaka. But if I have a roof and I want to put a small ladder in your chatzar, says the Rambam, you can't stop me from putting a small ladder in your chatzar. You're going to say, but what if I want to use that area where you're resting the ladder? So I'll tell you, if you want to use it, move the ladder over, no problem. I'll move it out of your way whenever you need it. But small ladder, it's not very invasive, it's not in the way very much. And therefore, you can't stop me from using that ladder while it's there. The Rambam assumes this is part of Kofen al Midas Sodom. It's a tremendous chiddush. The Tur and in the name of the Ri and the Meiri say, no, I can't use your property without your permission. And certainly not if you object, meaning I'm not allowed to use your property if you're there saying that I'm not allowed to, that you don't want me there. Even if it's to take a small ladder and put it in your chatzar to lean it up against my roof, I can't do that. It's your chatzar. So that seems to be a machlokas rishonim over here. The idea of sulam ha-mitzri she'en lo chazaka, that we say that a sulam ha-mitzri, something that's so small, I don't have a chazaka because the guy is not makbid on it. That's only when he wasn't makbid on it, when he didn't say anything. But if he is makbid on it, so then certainly he has the right to be makbid. He maintains that right. Okay, says the Gemara. So we said that the spout of the gutter you don't have a chazaka for it, but you have for its makom, you have a chazaka. So what does that mean? So the Gemara is going to give three possible explanations of that line. Number one, Amar Avidom Shmuel Hachi Kamar. They don't have a chazaka to keep draining the water in one spot, but if it's if it's one of two spots, then you are allowed to keep draining the water. You just, whenever he doesn't want the water on one side, so you just switch around the sides. And if you switch it around to the other side, then you have a chazaka. You can't make you get rid of it entirely. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Hamar Zivin lo chazaka shim haya aruch mekatzro, v'yesh lo mekam lo chazaka shim bala okro, eno okro. That eno chazaka means that if it was a very long marzev, I can be forced to shorten the marzev. But if it's yesh l'mekama chazaka, means that if he wants me to get rid of it entirely, then he cannot force me to get rid of it entirely. The third shita, Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Amar hamarzev ein lo chazaka. What does it mean, hamarzev ein lo chazaka? That means that if the fellow in the chatzar wants to build something underneath it. Underneath that marzev, he's allowed to build whatever he wants underneath it, and that's what it means that it's ein lo chazaka. I don't have a chazaka to have the ishtamshus of all the avir underneath the marzev. If the guy wants to build something in his chatzar underneath the marzev, so it's his chatzar, he's allowed to do whatever he wants. V'yesh lo mekama chazaka shim bala okro eno okro, but yesh lo mekama chazaka in the sense that, again, that he can't make me uproot it. Meaning, you'll notice in all three, the machlokas is not really about what yesh lo mekama chazaka means. In all three, yesh lo mekama chazaka means he can't make me get rid of it. Right? It's interesting because we thought yesh lo mekama chazaka was the only part that needed explanation. We thought we understood hamar zevein lo chazaka, but no. The machlokas is in the first half, hamar zevein lo chazaka. What does that really mean? And then yesh lo mekama chazaka is naturally going to mean that he can't make me get rid of it entirely. How do we paskin? Is there even a machlokas over here? Meaning, are these all, are they all true perhaps? So the Rishonim have a machlokas. If Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba disagrees with Shmuel and Rabbi Chanina, and if there's a machlokas, how do you paskin? So the Ravid and the Rush say that Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba is cholek, and he holds that a bal chatzar cannot be mekatzer nor be mishana the makom of the marzev. Meaning he's not allowed to tell you where to move it, nor to be mekatzer it. And it's only the whole extent of the idea that the marzev is ein lo chazaka is the fact that he can't, that the bala chatzar is not allowed to build, is allowed to build underneath it. That's it. But in terms of telling you what to do with the marzev, he has absolutely no right whatsoever to tell you what to do with the marzev. That's how the Ravid and the Rosh understand Rabbi and Baraba, this third shita, that he's clearly arguing on the other two shitos. So how do you pass on the halacha? Let's assume that he's arguing. So the Rashba writes in the name of the Ravid that the halacha is like Rabbi Dom Shmuel. Why? Because Hilchasuk Shmuel Bedini. We've had it 1,000 times already, that we always pass on like Shmuel when it comes to Dina Mamnas. Then he says, but it could be that over here we were passing like Rabbi Chanina, which is the second day, because Rabbi Chanina was the Rebbe of Shmuel. So it could be that Rabbi Chanina is even more authoritative than Shmuel. The Rush says that since we don't have a straight psak halach in the Gemara, so we follow the Divrei HaMeikel. We're going to go with the most lenient opinion, and the most lenient opinion is Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba. Because Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba says that the Baal HaChatzar can't tell you to do anything with your marzev. So you have the rights to do whatever you want with your marzev. The only extent to which you don't have a chazaka is that the Baal HaChatzar is allowed to start building underneath the marzev. But in terms of telling you what to do with your marzev, absolutely not. It's a very interesting line in the Rush, that the Rush is saying that since there's no psak halacha, we're automatically going to go kedivrei HaMeikel. Now, what does that mean? There's no such rule of halacha kedivrei HaMeikel b'mamon, right? We have halacha kedivrei HaMeikel b'avel, but we don't have such a thing of halacha kedivrei HaMeikel b'mamon. So what does the Rush mean? So the Rush apparently is saying, what is the rule by mamonis? Samotzi mechaver alav haraya. You want to get somebody else to lose, you always have to bring a raya that he deserves to lose. So that's the normal din of dinim mamonis. So how does the motzi mechaver alav haraya work? Whoever is muchzak is considered to be the one with the upper hand. You want to change his chazaka, so you need to bring some sort of raya to change his chazaka. So what the Rush is really saying is that the bal hamarziv is the muchzak. That once he's had that marziv there for enough time, he's considered to be the muchzak. And therefore, you can't do anything because I'm motzi mechaver alav haraya. You want to tell him not to do something, you want to tell him to move his marziv, I'm motzi mechaver alav haraya, you're going to have to bring a raya you're going to have to bring a raya that that you have the authority to tell him to do that. The Tosfos of yours raises the following question. We said Marzei Ben Chazaka Miruach Achas. That was the first sheet of Rav Yudah Shmuel, that it doesn't have Chazaka Miruach Achas, but Mishnei Ruchos you do have Chazaka because the guy can't tell you to take it off entirely. So says Tosfos Pirushim Haya B'Mizrach Yachal Lomer Lo Tineu B'Marav Avol Asalka L'Garim Beis Ruchos Lo. Right, he explains it how we would think, and then he says B'Tema. Demaschila Heich Yesh La Chazaka. How does a maschila have a chazaka? V'lo k'shemaniach amarzi v'lo rosh achar shal maschila, gam a maschila tzarek lezozel agbi a rosh echad l'hanmich rosh ha'acher. If I'm moving the last piece that I stick on at the end of the gutter from one side to the other, so doesn't that necessarily mean I'm going to have to move the gutter itself? Because the gutter, after all, is has to slant in the direction where the water, right, for the water to go down. So I'm going to have to move the gutter also. How can you say Marziv doesn't have a chazak and Maschila does? You're not moving the Marziv unless you're moving the Maschila also. So he says, "V'yeshlamar de mikal makom yesh lechazaka li nishen tzarek laokra legamri mimkama kamosh tzarek laakra Marziv." By the Maschila, you can leave it in the same spot. You just tilt it in a different direction. By the Marziv, you're going to have to, again, you don't have to be ochre the Marziv Lagami in the sense that you get rid of it, but you have to be ochre Lagami in the sense that you move it from one spot to the other. Inami says another possibility, it's not at an angle, it's flat. How does a flat gutter work? So they would just plug one side, and there would just be only one place for the water to escape. So in that way, it would all drain to that side. I'm still not sure how that works, because it seems to me we should overflow the edges, right? I don't know how that works exactly. But he says that there's such a hechitimtza that the I'm not a roofer, I don't know, maybe I'm missing something. But he says there's such a hechitimtza that the water will be able to be drained even if the gutter is not at an angle, even if it's lying flat. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara. Tanan hamaschila, today's daf finally. Tanan hamaschila yesh lechazaka. So there is a chazaka on a maschila. So if you say the other two shitos, I understand, meaning we just had three shitos of what it means, so when we say maschil yesh lechazaka, if you say like the first two shitos, fine. But if you say like the third shita, that the whole extent of the chazaka is that someone that no one's allowed to build underneath it, meaning if it's ein lechazaka, the Baal HaChatzer is allowed to build, yesh lechazaka would mean the Baal HaChatzer is not allowed to build, well, why would the Baal HaChatzer not be allowed to build? Meaning by Marzev, it made a lot of sense, because Marzev is in the Chazaka, so let the Baal HaChatzer build. But by Maschila, we're saying Yesh LaChazaka. Yesh LaChazaka would then mean that he's not allowed to build in his own Chatzer underneath the Maschila. Why do you care if he builds underneath the Maschila? Why does it bother us? Right? Why does it bother the owner of the Gag? Right? Says Rashba, Mainav Kaleimina Labal Maschili Ibnei Baal HaChatzer Chota. Hello, Mafsin Midi. It's not costing you anything. He certainly isn't mishabed his chatzer for your maschila in any way that's not going to damage you, that doesn't bother you. So what's the story? So it says Gemara, Hachem maschila shel b'maschila shel binyan askinan. Over here we're talking about a maschila shel binyan. The amarlei lo nichle de titra ashi sa'i. Where he can say to him, I don't want you ruining my walls. That it's going to ruin the maschila that's built into the walls when there's too much digging underneath. Right, but by Marziv, so why by Marziv can't you say the same thing? So Rashbam says, "Avol gabi Marziv lo chashev kol kach afilu avishal binyan bonatachtav." By Marziv, it's never such a chashev thing that you're so sensitive about it being ruined by digging going underneath. Inami haduka maflik by Marziv maschila hani mishum distar Marziv shalev distar maschila shalavadim. Or he says it could just be that there's no real chilik between a Marziv and a maschila, that it's just that a stam Marziv is made out of wood and therefore it's unaffected by the digging underneath. A stam maschila is made out of binyan, it's made from stones, and therefore it is affected by the building underneath. But in Achinami, there's really no difference between Marziv and maschila, it's just a question of what it's made out of and whether it's going to be affected by any construction work that's done underneath the underneath that area. Now, if you look at Tosos on top Tosos, Meskilish Albininaskinan, so Tosos says like that second day of the Rashbam, Avon Marziv Stamo Shal Eitz. That since Stam Marzev is made out of eights, so therefore it's not going to affect it. So Frektosos, why is the Mishnah mechalik between a Marzev and a Maskila? Wouldn't it be much better to be mechalik between a Maskila and a Maskila? A Maskila Shalates and a Maskila Shalavanim? So he says, Yeshlomer de Nichalei b'masnis and Ashminan b'marzev d'yeshlo mekama chazaka. That, we dafka want to teach. It's not about the ein lo chazaka, because ein achinami, that we could have taught about the maschila. We want to teach about the yesh lo mekama chazaka by the marzev. That by the maschila, obviously it's yesh lo mekama chazaka. It's even yesh lo chazaka, but the marzev even has yesh lo mekama chazaka. So that's the chiddush that we wanted to teach. Now we discussed before. There's a machlokas. Had a paskin in these three dales that we quoted, and that there's some that paskin like Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, which is that third shita, the Rush paskin like Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, that was the third shita, because he thought that was the most makel shita, and that's the way to paskin, always like the most makel shita. The Torah asks, so according to those Rishon that paskin like Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, they really leave out an important detail, right? They keep saying that Amarzi V'zein Lo Chazaka just means that if the guy wants to build underneath it, he can, but there's an important qualifier that should have been added. That's dafka b'maschila shel evan marziv shel eitz, right? That if the marziv were made out of evan, then you wouldn't be allowed to build underneath it, right? L'chora, that's an important qualifier. So the Magen Mishnah explains that the Rambam holds like the Rosh Bamsud over here, that there's no difference between a marziv and a maschila, and stam maschila shel evan, stam marziv shel eitz, and therefore it's not even necessary to write. That it's self understood that's the way a marziv and a maschila are made. Okay, you have to say something. I don't know. So says the Gemara Vayter, I'm Rabbi Dom Shmuel. Sinor mekaleich mayim lechatzer chavero. If you have a pipe that's draining water into your friend's chatzer, ubabal agag lesosman. Finally, you're willing to get rid of the pipe, right? You want to close it off, close off the water that's draining into his chatzer. Balechatzer ma'akev alav. He can stop you, and he can say, "No, I want the water." Damer like yechi datka nisalach chatzer didi lemishta beimaya. Just like you were kona my chatzer for water to come into it, ledidi nami kanili maya diigarcha. I was also kona the water that's coming off of your roof, and I want that water. I feed my behemoths with that water, whatever I do with it. I want the rights to that water that's coming off of your roof, and I was kona that water. In what way was he kona it? So the Rashbam explains that it was a barter, it was a trade, that it was mekach umemkar. I sold you the rights to allow your water to drain my chatzar in exchange for the water that drains into my chatzar. That's all it was. The Rama and the Ritva and the Mukha Yosef say that no, that it's not a din of mekach umemkar, but rather he's coming with a taina that I bought this suchus from you. He's not saying, yeah, that was why I wasn't mocha. I didn't make a macha because it was an assumed mekach umemkar. No, it comes with a taina that I bought the suchus to your water. I bought the rights to your water. And if that's the case, meaning, how do you buy the rights to water? The water doesn't exist yet. No, I bought the rights to your roof, legabe, the water, that I own your roof, legabe, water rights of your roof. I own the roof, that he actually owns a chelik of the roof. And this big nafkamina, Muka Yosef says, let's say the Balagag wants to destroy his roof, he wants to knock down his house. So Muka Yosef says he's not allowed to, because that roof is jointly owned. He's not the only owner of the roof. It's owned also by the Balachatzar. Very different than the Rashbam, that it's just an assumption of a trade for water, usage of my land for water, in which case that could if he wants to destroy his roof entirely, so that might be fine. But you know, he's not even allowed to destroy his roof, because he could say, I have a shibud on that roof, and fine. But if it falls down by itself in Okinami, then the shibud will go away. Says Gemara Vayter, Itmar, Rabbi Yoshi Amar Ma'akev, Rabbi Chama Amar Eino Ma'akev. Rabbi Yoshi says he can be Ma'akev him, Rabbi Chama says he can't be Ma'akev him from closing up his gutter. Azul Shailin Rabbi Bisa, they asked Rabbi Bisa, and he says Ma'akev. Right, the detail the Gemara didn't tell us is that all these were relatives. It was all a son, right? It was Rabbi Bisa was the father of Rabbi Chama, who is the grandfather of Rabbi Oshia. So as Rabbi Yoshia said, Ma'akev, who is the grandson, Rabbi Chama, the middle generation, says, Einu Ma'akev. So they asked the Zayda, Rabbi Bisa, and he says, Ma'akev. So Rabbi Bar Chama says, wow, look at that family. They're all talking and learning together. When you have a family like that, three generations of Talmidei Chachamim, so that's not going to quickly go away. That's something that lasts. Zer Rabbi Oshia, Benosh Rabbi Chama, Benosh Rabbi Bisa. Right? That's Rabbi Oshia, the son of Rabbi Chama, the son of Rabbi Bisa. That's a Chuta Meshulash. Now says Tosos, that Chuta Meshulash Lobi Meir Yinatek, Kama Hayu Shehein, Vavoseim, Vavos Avoseim, Hayu Talmidei Chachamim, Velo Kamer Aleim Achuta Meshulash Alahacha. He says, well, we have a lot of times in Shas that there are at least three generations of Talmidei Chachamim. Why Dafka over here does it make a point to say Achuta Meshulash Lobi Meir Yinatek? It could have said that anywhere. So he says, Hayu Taima Lufi Sheshlasha Ra'u Zeh. It's not just that that there were three generations of Talmidei Chachamim. It's that the grandson got to learn with the grandfather. He saw the Zayda. V'hadam askir Rabbi Oshia kodem Rabbi Chama aviv b'machlokas. Why does it mention Rabbi Oshia before his father Rabbi Chama? If it's machlokas over here, you should mention the father first, the covenant for the father. L'fi shayi gadol yosur midai. Now, in this case, the grandson was the greatest. Kadamra liban shel rishonim, what is it? Liban shel achronim should be kepesach heichal shel Rabbi Oshia. We say that when we say Liban Shel Achronim is Kepesach Heichal, we refer to Rabbi Oshia. So Rabbi Oshia apparently was known. He was the prototype. He was the example of an Adam Gadol. No, we say Rabbi Oshia Bedaro is Krab Meir Bedaro. That he was such a great man. So since he was so great, he was such a Gadol Adar, he gets mentioned first, even in front of his father. Okay, fine. But the Chuta Mishul Shalom Meir Yunatek is Dafka, when they got to see each other, when they got to spend time together and to learn together. And that's what they quote from Rabbi Yudah Chassid, that it's Dafka if they learn together for 15 years. So you need the grandfather to live a long time to be able to learn with his grandson for that long. So that's what we say, HaChuta Mishul Shalom Meir Yunatek. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Sulam HaMitzri and the Chazaka. Sulam HaMitzri, you don't have a chazaka on, right? We said Sulam HaMitzri was a very small ladder, and therefore you don't have a chazaka because the guy's not going to make a macha because he thinks it's just such a small thing. Why should I start up? Say Echidami Sulam HaMitzri, how small is small? Amrit Berabiyani Kol Sheino Abra Chavakin. If it doesn't even have four steps on the ladder, that's a Sulam HaMitzri. Chalona Mitzri saying the chazaka. We said a Chalona Mitzri doesn't have a chazaka. So Mashna Gabi Sulam V'lo Mefarish, Mashna Gabi Chalona Mefarish. Then the Mishnah went on to explain how big is a Chalona HaMitzri is, or how to characterize a Chalona Mitzri. Right? It said Ezui Chalona Mitzri. Any time you can't fit your head into it, that's small enough to be a Chalona Mitzri. Well, why didn't we do that by the ladder? Why do we wait for the Gemara to explain what a Sulam HaMitzri is, but a Chalona Mitzri, the Mishnah itself explained? So answers the Gemara, Mishum to Kabayi Yifluger Rabbi Yudah B'Seifa, because Rabbi Yudah wants to make that chiluk, that additional chiluk, there's another step, that if it has a windowsill, even if you can't fit your head through it, that harezu chazaka, that's something of more permanence. Am Rabbi Zeru, l'mata midalet amos yesh l'chazaka. If it's less than 4 amos from the ground, then it does have a chazaka. Big machlokes Rishonim, what we're talking about over here, which chalon are we talking about? Let's say like the Rashbam, that we're talking about now the chalon tsuri. We said a chalon tsuri, which is a larger window, is yesh l'chazaka. So we're saying, when is it yesh l'chazaka? L'mata midalet amos yesh l'chazaka. V'yachal limchos, because the guy could have made a macha and he didn't. L'malam arba amos ein lo chazaka v'enu yachal limchos. But above 4 amos, there's no chazaka and he cannot make a macha. Rabbi Lah says, no, afil l'malam arba amos ein lo chazaka v'yachal limchos. Even l'malam arba amos, granted, there's no chazaka, but the guy could have made a macha. He is allowed. He is able to make a macha on having that window there. Good, says Rashbam, l'malam midal ramos mikarka abayos ein lo chazaka, meaning this going within the first shita, that it's ein lo chazaka, and de'ein chaveru makbidu, k'shabon eshcheno, ein yochel la'akev elav. So when your neighbor builds, you can't stop him. V'lom la harcheik begincha, harcheik beneincha min hachalon shali, shalo tafil alai. Shalo yochelom lo sasomaso, shalo chazaka. You don't have a chazaka to the extent that if the guy in the chatzar wants to build up right next to your window, he's allowed to. V'meinu chalon sham b'kesh akshav v'tachol l'malam idal ramos in yachol shkein l'limchus b'yad l'mano. Meaning, the first day is, I can't be mocha if you want to open that window, but you know what I can do? I can build right in front of it. I'll build a wall right in front of it. The second day, Rabbi La comes along and says, "Afilu me'ar ramos eilu chazaka v'yachol l'mchus." You know, it's eilu chazaka, and I can make a macha. I don't have to only just build a wall. I can make a macha, and I could stop you from putting a window if you're interested in putting such a window. L'malam midal ramos. So says Mar Lema b'kofen al midas sedom kamifugi. Maybe they're arguing whether you're kofen al midas sedom. Where zenen of zelu chaser, because after all, you're not losing anything by the guy having a window open. L'mala midal ramos, he can't see through it anyway, right? The marsaver kofinu, marsaver ein kofin. I mean, if it's l'mala midal ramos, he can't. His eyes don't reach that high. The whole height of a person is only 3 amos. So says Marla, the kuli alma kofin. V'shaini hacha damalei zimnin demosvus shashifa toseich v'kayamus v'kachazis. And he's going to say, no. Normally, you're not allowed. If it's not going to cost me anything, I can't stop you from putting a window if it's not going to hurt me in any way. No, but it's going to hurt me over here, because I'm going to say, I think you're going to put a ladder right in front of your window, a little step stool right in front of your window, and you're going to stand on it, and you're going to look outside, and then it's going to be a hezekriya to me, so I don't want you looking out the window. Granted, it's above 4 amos, and you can't, from the floor, you can't see above 4 amos, but you'll stand on a step stool. There was a guy that came to Rabbi Ami, Shadre l'kamed Rabbi Abba bar Mamal, and he sent him to Rabbi Abba bar Mamal, Avalei k'Rabbi Yilah. He said that, do like Rabbi La, Amr Shmuel ula ora afilu kol shu yesh la chazaka. And Shmuel just adds in an extra halacha that la ora, if the window was made for light, as Rashbam already alluded to this on the Mishnah, if the window was made for light, no matter how tiny it is, there is a chazaka for such a window. Because that's something that's automatically considered to be kavua. Fine, new Mishnah. Haziz ad tefach yesh la chazaka. If I have a ziz, a ledge that goes out into my neighbor's chatzer, so up until a tefach, I have a chazaka on that ziz, right? That's what Rashbam says. If it's bolet a tefach from the kosel into the chatzer, it's chazaka. Ein bal chatzer yach livno sham binyan listar as a ziz. He's not even allowed to build in his property anything that's going to get in the way of my ziz. To kulei high law of a shavuk lei balachatz alotzi ziz tefach bechaser below rishos, meaning up until the tefach means if my ziz is a tefach or longer, I have a chazaka. Because why did he allow me to keep it there? It must be that he gave me the right to have it there. Because he should have said something when I stuck a ziz more than a tefach out into his chazer. And therefore, says the Mishnah, v'yachal. Limchos, and he can make a macha. Meaning, if I want to make a ziz that's a tefach out into his chatzer, he can make a macha and say, "Get out of my chatzer! What are you doing? They're taking up the airspace on my chatzer." Pachos mitefach ein lo chazaka vein yachol limchos. But if it's less than a tefach, there's no chazaka and there is no macha. So the Gemara is going to explain exactly what that means. That ein yachol limchos. Who's ein yachol limchos? So says the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Asi, Amr Rabbi Mani, Va'amila, Amr Rabbi Yaakov, Amr Rabbi Mani. Hechzik b'tefach, hechzik b'dalid. That if you have a chazaka on one tefach, it's the same as having a chazaka on 4 tefachim. So what does that mean? So it says in my comment, that sounds ridiculous. Just because I let you build something out 1 tefach into my chatzer, it means I automatically let you build something 4 tefachim out into my chatzer? That's crazy. So it says in my no, Amr Rabbi Yaakov, hechzik rochav tefach b'meshech arba, Hechzik Parochav Arba. If I've allowed you to have 1 tefach of width and 4 tefachim of length, then by definition, I'm allowing you 4 tefachim of width and 4 tefachim of length. I'm allowing you to square off the area. Why? So the Rashbam explains. Hachikamer Hechzik Beziz Shu Rochav Tefach Baorech Dalit Tefachim Bolit Minakosel Lechutz Hechzik Nami Beziz Shu Rochav Bedalit Av Dalit. If I allow you to protrude 4 tefachim into my chatzer, I allow it to be at a width of 4 tefachim as well. Why? To kivin the niyach lo orech shal makom chashuv nisrat lo nami berachvo dein makom chashuv pachos midalit al dalit. Because dalit is the definition of a makom chashuv. V'adin shemechzik berachav tefach meshech hasara lo mechzikim berachav dalit. I mean, what do we say? Let's say he had 10 tefachim out into the chatzer. Do I automatically allow him to square that off to 10 by 10? No. I only have shown that I'm allowing him to have a makom chashuv. So I'm allowing him to have 4 by 10, and never more than 4. It's just whatever it takes to have a makom chashuv. What if he had 3 tefachim out into my chatzer? Do I allow him to square that off? It's also no, because I was never megala that I was allowing for a makom chashuv. It's dafka when it's dalet tvachim, that's the key number, because that's something that's considered a makom chashuv. Fine, says the Gemara Vayter. Pachas mitavach in the chazaka v'ni yachal limchas. If it's less than a tavach, there's no chazaka and you can't make a macha. Amrav hunu lo shanu el bal hagag b'bal hachatzer. Now, what are we saying in the yachal limchas? The bal hagag, who owns the ziz, can't make a macha on the bal hachatzer. Meaning, what kind of macha? The bal hachatzer didn't do anything. The bal hagag is the only one that built anything. Now, if the bal hachatzer says, oh, nice ziz, I'm going to use it. I'm going to hang my things on that ziz. I'm going to use it for my own hishtamshus. So we're saying the Bala Gag can't say, get off of my ziz, I built that ziz, right? Says the Rashbam, the Bala Chatzah, then you have limchas bavlomar al tishtamish b'ziz shali, demai hifsid Bala Gag, halo kshe yishtamish Bala Chatzah v'yitl b'ziz chafetzav, lo yireu le Bala Gag, shareu tachtel no. Meaning, after all, when the Bala Chatzah uses that ziz, he's not going to be damaging the Bala Gag in any way, he's not going to be seeing the Bala Gag, like as a kriya. What about the fact that he's using up my whole coat rack, whatever it is, whatever I'm going to hang that ziz for, that whatever I wanted to hang on that ziz, what about that he's using up my entire space? Nah, we're not worried about that. Since the Bala Chatzar has the right to cut the ziz off if he wants, so if I'm allowed to cut it down, I could certainly use it so long as it's there. Inami hachi kamra masnisin. Eilu chazaka lebala gag, v'gam eilu yochol limchos bebala chatzir imbola kvo azizin samuch lekaslo, talaka azakriya. Or it could be eilu yochol limchos, doesn't mean if he wants to use my ziz, but eilu yochol limchos if he wants to build his own zizin. That's eilu yochol limchos. But the Mishnah would be saying, according to the Shita, the Bala Chatzar could tell the Bala Gag, I don't want you using that ziz, because every time you walk out onto that ziz to use it, you see my whole chatzar, it says a kriya. Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah says, nah, feel the Bala Chatzar, Bala Gag, and the Yachalimchus. Even the Bala Chatzar can't be mocha, cannot be mocha the Bala Gag. The Bala Gag can use it as much as he wants. Okay, says the Gemara, Lame of Hezagriya Kamiflagi. What are they arguing about? Maybe they're arguing about Hezagriya. The Mar Sover Shmei Hezag, Mar Sover Lash Shmei Hezag. First Shita says that the Bal Chatzar could make a Macha on the Bal Agag because he could say, I don't want you to be Mazak me by Hezagriya. Second Shita says, no, he cannot make a Macha on him. It must be because he's not concerned about Hezagriya. Says the Gemara, look, the Kuli Alma Shmei Hezag. Everyone holds Hezagriya is really called Hezag. Vishayni Yachar, Damle Tashmishta, Lo Chazi, Lamai Chazi, Lamitla Be Midi, Mahadar. He says, look, I'm not going to hang out on the ziz. I'm just using it to hang things on. So when I go and I hang things on the ziz, I'll turn my face. It's going to take me 2 seconds to just hang something on it. So I'm going to turn my face. I'm not going to look at all. The idach and the other sheet will say, I'm lezim in the ba'isas. You're going to go out on a ledge with your eyes closed. What are you, nuts? You're going to be afraid. You're going to open up your eyes and then you're going to see me. And I don't want that. I don't want that hezekriya. Fine. New Mishnah. The person can't open up windows into a chatzar ashutfin, right? That overlook into a chatzar ashutfin. Lakach bayis bechatzar acheres lo yiftachenem bechatzar ashutfin. If you have a house in a neighboring chatzar, you can't open up a new door of your house into a chatzar that's owned by shutfin. Bana liyal gabe beso. If you build a second floor in your house as a second home to rent out to somebody, lo yiftachen lechatzar shutfin. You can't open up a new door from that home directly into chatzar shutfin elim ratza. But if you want to do construction like that, bonus is a cheder lefnim me beso. You can build the room inside of your house. Ubana liyal al gabe beso, or build the second floor on top of your house. Upsuch l'toch beso. But let it open up into your house, and he'll use the same doorway that you use. You can't have him, give him a new doorway into a chatzar that you don't own all by yourself. You can give him a doorway through your house. That's the most you could do. So says Gemara, Ma'iri l'chatzar ashutfin, afil l'chatzar chaver namilo. Right, we said you can't open up windows and doors into a chatzar that's owned by shutfin. And I assume if it's owned by just a single guy, of course you can't do it. Right, so why do we say chatzar ashutfin? Even to chatzar chavero, you shouldn't be allowed to open up such doors and windows. So says Gemara, lo mi bayikamar, lo mi bayi lechatzar chavero delo. Not only by chatzar chavero are you not allowed to open it up, aval lechatzar ashutfin damalei sof sof hakabeis itzanui minai bechatzar kamash mala. Right, I would think that if it's chatzar ashutfin, I could say to the guy, anyway, you can't do private things in the chatzar because you're not the only owner. There are other people around. So since anyway you can't do private things in the chatzar and you need to be matzniyah yourself from me, so since you need to be matzniyah yourself anyway, what am I hurting you by bringing in another person over here or another door? Kamash Mulan, so therefore it comes to teach us the Amalei where you could say to him, Adi innu b'chatzar ava b'inat stanui minach. Hasha fil b'bayis nami b'inat stanui minach. Says up until now, well, in the chatzar I had to be careful. Now even in the bayis I have to be careful from you. Why do I have to be careful now even in the bayis? You're opening up a new window. Who knows where, maybe you have a different angle and you can even see me in my house from the window that you're in, so that you're opening up. So that you're not allowed to do because it's even bothering me in the house. An important machlokas, Rishbam and Tosfos, we don't have time for it, but just in terms of Pshat and the Gemara, you could take a look if you have time. Okay, we'll pick up from Tanur Rabbanan tomorrow.